And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Oh, not something like that. Froggy 92.9, it's Mornings with Amber.
When's the big game?
In preparation for the big game.
Now we can practice for the big game.
Football!
Let's play some football.
Super Bowl 58 was won for the ages. And unfortunately, our poor, poor San Francisco 49ers were defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs. But the 49ers played such a great game, and I know we're going to be back. And I thought it was such a great season. So I'm not too sad, but I was pretty bummed out yesterday. But after last night's big game, I ventured onto the internet in search of some interesting facts, some trivia, perhaps, about Super Bowl 58. And here is what I found and came up with. There were two record-setting field goals in Super Bowl 58. And in the second quarter, San Francisco kicker Jake Moody drilled a 55-yard field goal to make it 3-0. And that was the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. That record has stood for 31 years. The previous record of 54 yards was set in 1993 by Buffalo kicker Steve Christie. But Moody's record didn't even last two quarters. In the third quarter, Kansas City kicker Harrison Butker set a new record with a 57-yard field goal. We're just setting records in Super Bowl 58. Also, Patrick Mahomes was 28 years, 147 days old on Sunday and became the first quarterback in NFL history to start four Super Bowls prior to turning 30. And he easily broke the record set by Tom Brady, who started his fourth Super Bowl at 30 years old, or 30 and 184 days years old. Years old? It doesn't matter. Basically, he was younger than Tom Brady. Also, this was the first Super Bowl to go into overtime since the notorious, I almost hate talking about it, Super Bowl 2017, which is the only other overtime game. Ugh, I'm feeling nauseous saying this. That was the one when Tom Brady and the Patriots stormed back from a 27-3 deficit to defeat the Atlanta Falcons. And it was really rough because I'm from Georgia. I watched that Super Bowl at my home in Georgia, and all of the men had to go for walks afterwards. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, my husband, who was my just boyfriend at the time, didn't talk for like 3 days straight. Now, I know this isn't any consolation, but after the game, Vegas named the San Francisco 49ers the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. I hope so. Now, I missed the Gatorade bath, but I looked it up, and apparently the Gatorade was purple, just like it was when the Chiefs won last year. So, I mean, I'm not saying that the Chiefs are going to win next year, but if they were, you know, the Gatorade's going to be purple, right?
Woo! Catch music first thing in the morning.
Mornings with Amber.
Hey! On Froggy 92.9.
Church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a thing found, Dixie whistled in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break Sunday, then do it all again, cause we're proud to be from God's country.
eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors.
Froggy 92.9, good morning. I'm Mel Baker with news headlines for this hour. A third attempt to tow a 57-foot fishing boat off a beach near Bodega Bay failed yesterday when the cable snapped. The Aleutian Storm has been stranded on South Salmon Creek State Beach since Friday night, when all four crew members were able to get away safely. Today, work crews will remove the fuel, hoping to avoid a spill and make it light enough to finally tow back to sea. patchy fog and cloudy skies today, with rain returning tomorrow. Scientists say decades of progress in reducing air pollution in California could be reversed in the next 30 years due to climate change-driven heat and wildfires increasing particulate pollution levels. By 2054, Sonoma County will see 37 high particulate pollution days, 36 in Napa County, just 18 in Marin. In sports, the Warriors beat the Utah Jazz 129-107. From the KSRO Newsroom, I'm Mel Baker, Froggy 92.9.
Here's a Froggy North Bay traffic update.
A problem in Glen Ellen for Arnold Drive, northbound before Madrone Road. First responders are on scene with a solo crash into a tree off the shoulder. In Petaluma, eastbound Lakeville Highway, that looks good. Takes you into Sonoma in about 17 minutes between 101 and Fremont Drive. Southbound 101 into Marin County. Moving well from East Washington to Atherton, that's about 10 minutes. And it's all clear down to Civic Center. I'm Gretchen, and that's your Froggy North Bay traffic.
This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Dive into hibernation mode with a huge deal on deeper sleep during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Shop now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and receive a $300 instant gift for pillows and more. Plus, get free and fast delivery to your door. Restrictions apply.
Baby, I love doing life with you.
Happy Valentine's Day from Froggy 92.9.
Be my Valentine.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love, ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. Guess all I'm gone, I'm watching flames get higher. And I can't move.
Mornings with Amber
on Froggy 92.9.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back.
needed forgiveness. You always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God.
Made a change to everything, from my heart to my last name. Hey, hard to tell when he fell, that boy was heaven sent. And every night when I close my eyes, before I say amen,
I thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did. You do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, I couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. It's perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
Thank God for giving me you.
Froggy 92.9 Mornings with Amber. I'm welcoming back Sanu Chandi from Mountain Mike's. He's the CEO and owner. We're here again today to talk about Valentine's Day. You guys are doing something really special for Valentine's Day, something really cool at Mountain Mike's.
Yes, we started this heart-shaped pizzas a few years back. We have been able to create this really cool experience with the getting a heart-shaped pizza. Surprisingly, it has become a busy day for us because of this cool way how we get a heart-shaped pizza. It becomes a great gift, you know, for lunch or dinner, or, you know, if you're not looking to go out and go to a fancy restaurant and you still want to do something special, I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so think of Mountain Mike's on a Valentine's Day. You can't get a fun, you know, pizza and still get some brownie points for your loved one.
Yes. And, you know, Valentine's Day, it's on a Wednesday. It's hard to, especially if you're like me and you get up early, yeah, or, you know, like I mentioned in our previous interview, if you're a homebody and you don't want to go out to a fancy dinner, or you can't get a reservation somewhere,
yeah,
this heart-shaped pizza is lovely. And you've brought in some today, and it's amazing, and it looks delicious.
It's fun. I've made it for my wife last year. We were the day before. Luckily, we were able to, fortunately, our kids are a little bit grown up now,
yeah,
so we were able to go out on a date. But a couple of days in advance, I made this, you know, a really cool vegetarian pizza, and did it heart-shaped myself and brought it home. And we all sat down as a family and ate it. You know, my kids, last year, 10 and 8, this year, 11 and 9. You know, we end up doing pizza once a week. And I know we will do heart-shaped pizza next week, just for the family. So if you're a family out there and you don't have the time to go, and yeah, you're going to sit home or go to a Matt Mike's, you can order a heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah, eat it there. You don't even have to clean up.
That's right. Yeah, that's the best part.
That is the best part. Well, you also have graciously given us some gift cards for Valentine's Day as well.
Absolutely. We'll up it to 25, because you got to get a medium pizza. But if you're getting a heart-shaped pizza, that's probably a little bit more. But $25 e-gift card we're offering, and I think it's a great way. If they haven't had a chance to try Mountain Mike's, or they've tried it and they want it again.
You love it, yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to give away those gift cards and coming in today and talking about the heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day. I think it's absolutely amazing. It's definitely something I'll be doing for Valentine's Day as well, because I get up at 4 a.m., so I'm not going to a fancy dinner. Okay, we also have a post up right now on our Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. All you have to do is follow us on Facebook and leave your name in the comment section of the picture of Sanu and I holding a box of delicious Mountain Mike's pizza, and that enters you to win.
Where do you listen?
I listen on the app.
Wherever you are.
We love it in the car.
So are we. Woo! Froggy 92.9.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt. Face the rolling thunder.
At Exchange Bank, the needs of our customers and community come first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Emily Monju, Vice President and Personal Trust Fiduciary Manager at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local organizations that help make our community such a special place, like the Maiden Santa Rosa Education Foundation. Here's Lisa Alexander to tell you more.
Thanks, Emily.
The Made in Santa Rosa Education Foundation works in partnership with the Santa Rosa K-8 schools, providing grant funding for education enrichment, arts and music, STEAM, literacy, after-school programs, and so much more. We want all students to enjoy the benefits of enrichment education, helping to set them up for success in the classroom and beyond.
To learn more or donate, go to madeinsantarosa.org. And remember, at Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
Here's a Froggy North Bay traffic update.
Southbound 101 in Warren County is 10 minutes from East Washington to Atherton, and then there's no delay out of Novato. That looks good. It's all clear down to Civic Center right now. Northbound 101 into Santa Rosa, also problem-free so far. In Glen Allen, a problem for Arnold Drive, northbound before Madrone Road. First responders are on scene with a solo crash into a tree off the shoulder. I'm Gretchen, and that's your Froggy North Bay traffic.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. New year, new hiring needs? Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Wilco's Farm Show Day sale is here with savings every week in February. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live and get ready to save all month long during Farm Show Days only at Wilco.
Here we go again.
Mornings with Amber.
I can't help but sing along.
Froggy 92.9.
Tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance.